Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Deion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great partner like the University of Kansas Health System. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats the Royals and Chiefs and can treat the athlete in you. They are a great, great partner. We appreciate everything they do. They've got great content on our site. They do great things in the community. They have a new site out in Kansas that they opened up, the Performance Center. And really, if you have any type from a weekend warrior, no matter what the injury is, go to the Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System. Let's go ahead and get back into football, and we will talk about now the Buchanan Award, Coach. And really, you know, this award is top lineman, offense, or defense, linebacker award. And in a lot of years, you end up with a lot of DNs and a lot of linebackers because they get a lot of tackles, they get a lot of sacks, and interior guys don't get as much. And sometimes offensive linemen, we don't, you know, the depth of offensive linemen, of outstanding offensive linemen, you know, a lot of good ones, but the great ones aren't there. This year was a great year for offensive linemen, and really, we had a mix. We had some DNs, we had some linebackers, and really, it's great to see these guys in the Buchanan Award get recognized. I mean, I'm anybody who's in the trenches or in that front seven, they're doing a lot of hard work out there.
You know, I think the Buchanan and the Bell are both very, very similar. They're different size classes and consideration. But you know what I think makes it difficult, as you've alluded to, you're not really, if you're a voter, you're not really comparing apples to apples. It's kind of, you're comparing apples to oranges. you're comparing linebackers to offensive linemen, and you're saying, okay, this is really an outstanding linebacker, but boy, here's a great offensive lineman, and they're two different things.
Well, let's go ahead and start talking about these guys, and we'll break them into the offense and defensive categories. And we had four offensive linemen that are on the list. And we had some other ones, too, who were close to making this list as well. Danielson Ike from Rockhurst. This is a guy who been looking at the last few years. You've seen play several times, a dominant offensive lineman. And really, in an offensive line that Rockhurst had is really good, he stands out, doesn't he?
He's outstanding. I don't think he's as outstanding as he's going to be. He's only played football 3 years. And I think he's going to be a great player down the road, maybe greater than he was at Rockhurst.
Well, tell me this. How big of a step did he take from his junior to his senior year? I remember you talking about how raw he was the last 2 years.
Tremendous, tremendous. He, you know, he just dominates the line of scrimmage. And he was surrounded with four other good guys in that offensive line at Rockhurst also.
Okay, go to Blue Springs, a team that Rockhurst knocked out. Conrad Rowley, now he's been starting on a team that went to two straight state championship games, and he's going to Northwestern. Just an outstanding big man who's got a good frame, and he looks like he could project into being a pretty good size college offensive lineman.
Without a doubt, and he comes off the football, and good things happen when they run his way.
And you know, he anchored a line that helped lead Avion Bailey, who's a semifinalist as well. He had 1,800 yards, and that here's the deal. Everybody knew what Blue Springs was doing. They weren't throwing the ball. They were going to throw it five times a game, and they were going to run it. And when you're playing offensive line, you know you've got that coming down. Okay, we've got EK and Rowley. Now we've got a senior in Joe Michalski from St. Thomas Aquinas, who's going to Oklahoma State. He helped pave the way for Tank Young and that outstanding offense. And you really could see that when Young went out, they still had guys, you know, they weren't maybe getting the 200 yards a game that Young had, but they were still getting 130, 140 yards rushing behind Michalski in that offensive line.
And that was an outstanding offensive line, and he was the outstanding leader of it. You don't go undefeated state champion without having a guy like him on your football team.
Yeah, no doubt. And then a junior from Lawrence Free State, Turner Corcoran, and he's got all kinds of Power 5 offers, really anchored that offensive line that helped. You know, Jackson Ean had 1,300 yards. They had a great passing game. Keenan Garber is a receiver, and you know, the Barry, their quarterback, doesn't have time to throw if there's not for a guy like Turner Corcoran.
What would be interesting if you were limiting to the Buchanan Award winner to the four offensive linemen and vote on them?
Yeah, I know. There's four of them that are good enough to win it. And, of course, Corcoran is a junior, so who knows? He could be back on there again. Let's go ahead and do defensive linemen here. Well, we'll do a linebacker first. We'll do linebackers now. Vaughn Young, the outstanding linebacker from Fort Osage, and really – you know, as he got healthy and played well the second half of the season, they really took off. And he really plays both ways because he plays some fullback and they do some wildcat with him as well. You got to see him play. I know you've liked him all season long, haven't you?
He's outstanding. He's just a very, very physical, tough-nosed football player.
The other one is Skylar Myers, the linebacker from Blue Spring South, 92 total tackles, 16 tackles for loss, 2 sacks. Here's a guy on a team that was really banged up, had to play a lot of positions, but was the Suburban Gold Defensive Player of the Year in a league that has Park Hill, Lee Summit, Lee Summit North, Lee Summit West, Ray Peck. I mean, that says a lot right there about what he was able to do from the linebacker position for Blue Spring South.
Because that Suburban Gold is all about defense a big portion of the time, and the Blue Spring South linebackers are traditionally the most outstanding.
They have a way of putting out linebackers at Blue Spring South. Okay, let's go to the defensive line. We'll start with Javier Durrett from St. Thomas Aquinas. You know, he had not as many tackles, but he was really just an anchor in that defensive line that really – he was a semifinalist last year. What a great season for him. The defense of St. Thomas Aquinas was the most underrated part of their team. We rarely talked about it. That's why they won game. I mean, they could score, but they got the ball back to that offense so they could score. They didn't get scored on very much.
But whenever we talked to Coach Dreiling, he always talked about Durrett.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Okay, another defensive lineman, Etanusa Rubin from Park Hill South, 16 tackles for loss, 3 sacks. He's a Clemson commit. In fact, he's going at semester, so he'll be off to Clemson actually before they start to play in the playoff game. So, you know, he's the guy that they got off to a rough start, had a lot of injuries. He was one of the anchors of that team, and they played better at the end of the season when they got healthy.
To be recruited by Clemson is in fact alone a defensive accomplishment.
Johnny Wilson, the junior, another junior on this list, a defensive end from Park Hill, he had 19 tackles for loss, 6 sacks, 87 total tackles. That's a guy a lot of people are talking about, Coach. And he stood out for Park Hill, and you saw him play this year too.
He's outstanding. We have two outstanding juniors in this group.
Finally, the last one, and I'm saving him for last because his name is a little bit of a mouthful, Adetamiwa Adebadowe, from North Kansas City. He's going to Northwestern as well. They call him Tommy. I've said it once, so I can call him Tommy from here on out. 24 tackles for loss, 10 sacks. C.J. Price on that offense and also on that defense got a lot of credit and things there. But Tommy Adebadowe really was a dominant force. And going to Northwestern says to me that he's got his grades in order, too, along with Conrad Rowley. Hey, congratulations to anyone to get a college scholarship. You have to have good grades. Northwestern is not easy to get into, Coach.
I saw him play twice during the season. I don't think an offensive lineman blocked him for more than half of a second at any one particular time.
No, he was a force, and North Kansas City was one of the great stories of the season, and I think that he's a big part of that. It's good to see him get – I mean, North Kansas City has two kids on the ballot this year. That says a lot about them, and you know, you see Park Hill South getting a kid on there, and you know, some of the usual suspects are there, Blue Springs, Aquinas. Free State always has some great linemen. Park Hill's had great players. Of course, Chester Graves won it 2 years ago. Daniel Parker from Blue Springs won it last year, and we see what he's doing as a tight end. There's some pressure on the guys who win the Buchanan because those are the guys who have gone on to the NFL. Elijah Lee won it twice. Evan Bain won it twice. They're both in the NFL right now. That's one of those awards that when you're watching the Buchanan, I mean, look, the Simone's great. The Fontana's great. If you're looking for future NFLers in Kansas City, it's the Buchanan to keep an eye on, isn't it?
It certainly is.
We've done a great job of just kicking out guys who've gone on, and a guy who never even won the Buchanan as a starting guard, a starting tackle in the Indianapolis Colts, won Braden Smith, who had the unfortunate luck of being a sophomore when Evan Bain won. He never won it, but he didn't win it because the guys in front of him are also in the league as well. That I think that that's one of those things that I don't think people really understand is that we've got great players, and they compete at other levels, you know, whether it's FCS or, you know, help lead NAIA teams in national championships like at Baker a few years ago, at, you know, Northwest Missouri State at D2, FCS, FBS. We've got guys all over the place. And it's you know, we've got guys who don't even go on to play football who were great football players in high school. But the Buchanan Award, we have put out some defensive players, some linemen, and I think this group could be another group like that. You've got several guys in here who are going to big-time Power 5 conferences who have frames, and you know, if their work ethic is there, they have the possibility of maybe playing in the league as well.
I think all five of the offensive linemen who are in that group have the potential to do that.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, you're seeing some Big Ten teams, Power 5, And you know, really just a great group and a great season by all of those guys. Well, when we come back, we are going to talk with our own Ryan Wallace. And before we go, I want to have a shout-out to Powerade and Heartland Coca-Cola, the sponsor of our Mom of the Week. That's over for this year, but we appreciate everything they did and the money they gave to those programs. And we hope you guys will, all of our sponsors that we talk about and you hear the commercials for, you will give them your business. And we are big fans of Powerade and Heartland Coca-Cola. When we come back, we're going to talk with Ryan Wallace and have a little Fontana discussion. Listen to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.